I had a young man came out and he wanted to see a little bit about radio, see what it was like, and interview me for one of the articles he was doing at UNM. And now he's sitting to my right. Cohort brings us the Unser Racing Museum event calendar every week. RJ Lees, how you doing, man?
Hey, David, doing excellent. Good to see you back. Excellent to be here. I'm trying to think back to when that happened, and a year later, I guess, you know, I'm doing something right, right? I'm sticking around anyway.
Right, absolutely. And, of course, you know, I mean, it could probably be a little intimidating. I mean, because, you know, I know that cars and motorsports isn't your first thing, but, you know, you've been a professional, you've done it professionally, and you know, you've just been picking it up along the way, and this is something that you can apply to anything else that you're doing. But it's kind of rubbed off a little bit. At least you're starting to know some of the names. You're starting to, of course, you know Costa, both Robert and Jim, and, you know, I mean, you're really starting to know some people in the industry. You know, I mean, that can only be a good thing.
Well, that's one thing I was going to say, just because I always love kind of bringing up the Southwest part.
Right.
People here, especially in Albuquerque, but I mean, we've been talking about everything in Southwest, just how great they are and how people, you know, they want to spread, you know, their love for motorsports. And even though I'm brand new and have my little jokes here and there, I mean, they tell me exactly, you know, oh, this is why it's here. This is what we're looking forward to. This is
right.
Why we brought it up. And it's just an amazing thing just to see it all come to life pretty much at the Super Nationals.
Right. And it's funny because we're kicking it here, waiting for the show to get started. And the promoter for the Matchbox gathering slipped by. And, of course, you know, it's like, hey, that's going to happen July 19th, 20th, 21st. It gave us a couple of Matchbox.
Heck yeah.
I mean, we already got swag. it's like, you know, 7:45 in the morning, we're getting like free stuff.
Well, not just any swag. It's their custom ones with his name and Albuquerque on it.
Could you ever imagine?
Just for
dude, we should get one of these and get the New Mexico Motorsports Report on there.
Oh, yeah, the logo would look good. You know that.
Right. Yeah. No, the logo would look great on that. We need to start thinking about what kind of car we're going to put it on. But let's do a little museum. Unser Racing Museum event calendar, kind of knock some of that out. We'll do some more particulars on the show. Albuquerque Dragway, what's going on out there?
Yeah, so ABQ Dragway, what we're going out with, talking about Robert Costa and everything. The Racer Award Banquet's going to be Saturday, February 2nd. So it's going to be Isleta Casino. It's going to be their award banquet, kind of show off what they did for the last season and start getting everything ready for 2019, since the schedule is out now. So you could do, you know, abqdragway.com to find that out. And we'll post everything on the Unser event calendar.
Awesome. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, we had Robert on Facebook Live. You want to go back and check that out from yesterday, live here from Super Nationals, the 28th annual Route 66 Casino Super Nationals. And he told me there's 53 events this year. So, I mean, it's continued to grow. But you want to check out some racing, some local racing tomorrow, actually. Sandia Motor Speedway has got the winter series going, and you could just, you know, head out there. You could check it out, and they're going to be getting a little later started. I think driver's meeting is like 9:30. So if you wanted to go out, even if you wanted to take your car out, you know, they'll do a safety check. You need a helmet, long sleeves, tennis shoes, or, you know, leather shoes. If you got driving shoes, I mean, you could check that out. But you can go out there, and then the Clay Oval, they've got their schedule out. As a matter of fact, they have a booth around here. You know what? Here we go. They dropped the schedule off. They got all kinds of things. Of course, the 8th annual, or 9th annual, because wasn't it the Ocho earlier this year?
Completely.
So they got the 8th annual or 9th annual drift that's going there. So that'd be the Nino? La Nina? Anyway, that's about the weather. But they get their season started on April 13th with their season opener. But, yeah, I mean, come out today, 10 to 9. Tickets are available, $250 off at any O'Reilly's. But you can head on out, and, of course, they're going to be Matchbox racing. So that's what kind of had started that. You know, so kids can come out and Hot Wheels. Oh, sorry. Well, okay. But it's the Matchbox gathering, but there's going to be Hot Wheel racing. So, hey, I wonder, we didn't just get a fine or something. I mean, is Matchbox going to, is Hot Wheels going to, like, seek us out, you know? I mean, how about, you know, they're owned by Mattel, right?
I don't think they're going to make our car anymore.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, we blew that. Come on. Oh, man, we were so close to getting a car.